Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Chris, we have a 2-0 football team. Look, the Titans game was a shocker in that they won that game. We both picked them to lose this week, but we thought it would be very competitive. I'm not stunned that they won, no. But I mean, look, man, over the summer, if someone told me this team would be 2-0, as you would say, I think they were smoking crack. I'm ecstatic. It was, wasn't the prettiest of wins, but I think you put on Twitter yesterday, they used to lose games like this, and now they're winning them. And it's early, but it feels great to be 2-0, and got Dallas next Monday night, which we'll discuss on the next podcast, obviously. But let's go over this one, man. I mean, I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the team and 2-0 and all of it, buddy.
Yeah, look, like I said to Dable in the postgame presser, I said, not the prettiest. I said, but, you know, just when you think Daniel's down and out, he comes back with some big-time plays in the second half. Obviously, you know, they get the two quick turnovers. They don't take advantage of them. You know, they get the two field goals. I thought that was going to come back and bite us in you-know-what. Almost did. I mean, they only won by a field goal, you know. Yeah. Thanks to Gano, who's been unbelievable for this organization for the last few years.
Ridiculous.
But look, you know, Carolina comes out, and Baker Mayfield, they go down the field, they get a big play to Moore after Flott slips. And, you know, I said it during the game, Jerry, and, you know, I said it today on Twitter. You know, some guys are putting it out on the old 22. They're putting the play out there. And third down, Carolina's got the momentum. And Daniel, with this unbelievable throw in a window to Richie James, who made a very good catch. So I think a lot of people are forgetting he made a catch in traffic. Because if I feel, Joe, I don't know how you felt at home, but I feel if they go 3-and-out there, Carolina gets the ball, we're in trouble. They got the momentum. I think the game is, I hate to say over, but I think they're in trouble to lose this game.
1,000%. That's how I was feeling, especially after they went down and scored. Made it 13-6, and you thought, well, the strength of this team is the defense. They just gave this up. They were bound to give up a score. But the offense just went 3-and-out before that, to open the second half. So if they did it again, you would have just felt like, oh, here, they've got all the momentum now. And even if they score a field goal, it would have felt a little insurmountable at that point.
Right. So the Giants respond after that big play and get a couple more plays, and then they hit Bellinger on a nice little flat route that I don't know what Carolina was doing in that play. But, you know, and Bellinger with a nice leaping effort, and now it's a new game again. So, you know, for the second week in a row, it looked like Daniel and the offense, you know, last week they didn't score. This week they had 6 points. And you say, well, what are we going to get here? And they responded. Like the Tennessee game, they responded. And then they get, you know, and look, Jerry, you know, there's two things that since you've known me, I've talked about 1,000 times. One, you got to get that big sack when you need it. They didn't last week against Tennessee. They did yesterday with the Julian Love sack. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
And two, Jerry's laughing because he knows how much I love Love, and he knows I want to gush about him. I want to gush about him in the worst way, right? So we'll get to Julian. We'll gush about him. Yeah. Trust me, in his podcast, we'll get to Julian.
I love him too, but it's you're right. It's
funny. And two, Jerry, something this organization hasn't done for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, even with, look, even a lot of times in the Coughlin years, get that first down to end the game.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get that first down. And I don't mean just running it three times up the middle, which we saw a lot with Coughlin. So, hey, listen, people that remember, we used to go crazy a lot of times how conservative he could be. So Dable comes out yesterday, and they're going to give it to their guy, Saquon, who was running well in the second half, gets the big chunk. Gets another chunk for first down. And then on the third down play, or the second down play, Daniel, third down play, Daniel rolling right. It's an option. It's a naked option. And he, Saquon's covered in the flat. And Daniel used his legs to get the first down. Game over, dude. You know, it's not like, it's not rocket science, but Jerry, you've heard me preach about this a million times. You got to get that sack at the end to put a game away. They got the big sack. And then get those first down. Or get that first down to drain that clock and end it. And that's what the Giants did yesterday. You know, that's what they did yesterday. So they're doing a little thing. Here, Jerry, there's something else I put on Twitter yesterday, today. You know what, dude? I don't remember if it was this morning. I'm so shot at times, but...
You're sending out about 30 tweets in the last... I mean, yeah.
It's okay. I mean, you know what? You have to start playing not to lose, not to beat yourself. You have to stop beating yourself, right? Stop losing games to start winning games.
Right.
And the Giants are not beating themselves. Like, they're not losing games. Well, we've seen this in the past where they might have got stopped. Team goes down, last 2 minutes, scores a touchdown, we lose, right? So far... You're not seeing that. And that's, you know, that third down defense, we'll get into a little bit more. I mean, some of the things you have to do to win football games, they're doing it against a better team last week, against a team in their weight class, Carolina, basically around the same talent, whatever you might want to look at it, this week. And they're 2-0, man. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why they're 2-0. Jerry, a lot of things have to be cleaned up, but they could be 0-2, but they're 2-0 for a reason, you know, and take it and enjoy it.
Chris, on that bootleg, or that the last play of the game, basically the first down play from Jones, I texted you. I wrote balls, and I meant like so many times, and I think you said it. I'm just expecting a handoff to Barkley again, and hey man, I hope he gets 7 yards here because it's third and six or 6 yards or third and seven, whatever it was, the down and distance. But when he called that play, I thought, oh my God, he's going for it, and it's so refreshing because. Even the alignment, you have Breida and Barkley, and they faked to Breida, actually.
Right.
And then he rolled back, and Barkley, he kind of ran with Barkley. He was covered. Jones stopped and then took off. And what I wrote in the column was he put the ball not only in his quarterback's hands, but in the talent of the quarterback on the move with his athleticism. And Jones made a great call to not throw it, to make a move. I think it was on might have been on Burns. Stop and then take off up the middle and end the game. And there's so many times, like you said, even with Coughlin, where that was going to be a handoff, and we hope for the best, and if we don't get it, then we'll punt, and we got them in really good, you know, they're deep in their own territory, so we'll be good then. And too many times, the team would come down and tie the game, then it goes to overtime. So I absolutely love that call and agree with you that finally we have a coach who is coaching to win. And even if, look, you know, we didn't do anything stupid there. Put it in Jones' hands, but it was aggressive, and I absolutely love the play, Chris.
And Jerry, don't forget, you know, it is an option play, so he might have thrown the ball there, too. It wasn't just like a design run, being conservative, hopefully Daniel gets it. No, it was an option. It was a Daniel option, you know? Dable was being aggressive, you know? He was being aggressive to win the game, and that's what you want to see, bro, you know?
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, I mean, hey, look. This is what it is. For the second week in a row, Wink was going after him. You know, and the Giants get the stop. You know, Love gets the sack. But they weren't sitting back, you know, not playing rushing three guys, dropping eight, or rushing four, which you saw, you know, I hate to say it, Patrick Graham get burned yesterday. And really just rushing four. Nobody's getting a Murray. And he wound up losing that game. So you know, that's what Wink is. You know, I caught up with Wink in the locker room after the game, dude. And I grabbed him. And if anybody didn't see it on Twitter, I had some fun with Martin. I said, hey, coach, you know, just to let you know, I named you. So, you know, I gave you a name, and it's running a little bit in social media. And he looks at me and says, what's the name? And I go, the Tank Commander. And he laughs. He goes, I never heard. He goes, that's great. I never heard that. I said, coach, do you mind? I mean, I'll stop if you don't. He goes, no, I like it. And I said, okay. You know, and then I said, no, I forgot the Wink. I said, between me and you, my man, I said, you got balls, bro. I mean, you always had him. You got balls. And he's laughing. I go, you know, not a lot of coordinators are going to go after it. They're going to go after the guy in the pocket, brother. They're going to sit back. And he just looks at me and he goes, that's me. He goes, I'm always going to go after it. Even like that, I'm always going to attack.
Yeah.
And he's not bullshitting. You've seen it now 2 weeks in a row. But, Jerry, I just want to point out something. We'll stay on the defensive side for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Now, being up in a booth, you see plays develop. You see who's open a lot. You see all this crap, right? All this nonsense. Jerry, there was so many times. So many times. Baker Mayfield drops. And there was nobody open, bro. And he's on two tomatoes running around out there. It was, you know, Robbie Anderson. Right. And DJ Moore is better than Robbie Anderson. And DJ Moore, I mean, there was so many times. Adoree Jackson is playing off the charts.
Yeah, he is.
He's really playing off the charts. Cordell Flott was playing well yesterday. DJ got him with that little corner route. It's Flott kind of slipped. I saw him. I mean, he tried to make his break. He slipped. I don't know if you saw it, if they showed that on TV or not. But it's just, and they burn him. And then, you know, Wink kind of goes. He went with the veteran Fabian Moreau after that. But it wasn't like Flott was making a flop out of himself out there. He was doing well, you know?
Yeah.
And just the whole strategy of McKinney down in the box a lot. Julian down in the box a lot. Belton. McKinney back.
Belton?
That's not, you know,
my God. Yeah. Belton. What a way to start your career.
Yeah. You know, so they weren't going to let McCaffrey beat him, Jerry. Now, I know McCaffrey had that big chunk yard, that 49 yarder. But for the most part, what was I worried about, Jerry, going into this game? Is that McCaffrey getting in space in a receiving game? Well, Wink wasn't going to let Tate Crowder. He wasn't going to have Kalitro cover. It was going to be X. It was going to be McKinney.
Yeah.
And they weren't going to let McCaffrey beat him. And that's what coaching gets, dude. That's what coaching. This is what I talk about 1,000 freaking times about how huge coaching is in this league. You know, they weren't going to have what happened to them last week, and they didn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jerry. Go.
No. I keep saying this. He's doing this without his two best pass rushers, too. He's doing this without Thibodeau and Ojulari. Yeah. He's doing it with, you know, Jihad Ward, who's playing out of his mind right now as far as sealing the edge. Right. And who Shane Zimenez, who...
He's also playing out of his mind.
Yeah, I mean, my God, we've all said this. Like, he was cut. We had him cut. And he's playing so well, and he's bought in. And it's a pleasure to watch this. And you brought it up, man, the Raider game. I watched the end of that game, like probably most of America. And to see 2-3 guys rushing, not getting to Murray. And it's just, it's a relief. And again, there's going to be times where it's not a relief. It's going to be times where where Martindale blitzes a bit too much. But to go down being aggressive, I love it on absolutely on both sides of the ball. I feel like I'm going to say that every week now, right? Like, we're going down swinging. We're going down being aggressive. And that's the way, if you're going to lose, you lose that way. You lose with who, you know, you dance with who you brought to the dance, and that's it. But I just can't believe he's doing it without Ojulari and Thibodeau. And I can't wait till those guys get back and really see what this guy can do.
Yeah, because we're all hoping that Thibodeau's that impact guy, you know? But, you know, look, you know, even if they're giving up some big plays, the Giants defense holds them to field goals, you know, which was big.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, the Giants on the offensive side of the ball, look, you get two quick turnovers, one right off a kickoff. Hey, you know, out of those two turnovers, you want to see one touchdown, okay? You want to see one.
Yeah, I was going to say real quick on that first one, I felt like, you know, from the announcers, they didn't talk about what Cam Brown did on that play, which was amazing. Right. I rewound it about 6 times.
Right.
He blew up that first, before the fumble even happened, he blows up the first blocker, takes him out, and I go, oh my God, who the hell was that? And he reached back, and he tripped him up. And then Carter Coughlin drills him. And then Belton, on this first play of his life, picks it up. But Cam Brown, we say it all the time, what a special teams player.
Team.
And to take out that first blocker and really trip him up, I thought it was amazing. And Moose Johnston and the other announcer, I knew who it was, didn't say a word about it. But if you guys are watching, I don't know if you heard the same things I did, I thought it was a tremendous play to start the game. And like you said, unfortunately, we couldn't really do anything with it. We got a field goal. And those are the things you can't do against when you play Green Bay. And you can't do even against Dallas, I would say. You got to punch it in the end zone. So.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, there's things they have to clean up. That's one of them. You know, but their third down offense got a little bit better.
Yeah.
But they have to get get that going. But Jerry, a lot of look, Galladay 2 snaps. I know Dable talked about, you know, receiver competition and all that stuff, but so I look at it like once again, a guy not having a good week of practice, I don't think there's any way they drew up a game plan before the week of practice saying we're going to play Kenny Galladay 2 snaps. So something's going on there. They didn't like the way he fit during the week. Didn't like the way he practiced. Didn't like whatever. Kadarius got some more snaps, but not much. I mean, there was times with Daniel, a lot of times it was Richie James, Shep, and David Sills. Shep was on the outside. Played a lot of outside snaps yesterday. You got Sills, who played pretty well, right? I mean, you had three catches. Had a big third down grab.
Did you think that was a pick?
Which one?
On Sills, the offensive pass interference.
No,
did you think that was
I thought
pick?
It was a very close. I didn't like the call. Like the call. You know, it didn't look like Sills looked like he was looking back a little bit.
Right.
You know, I thought it was coincidental contact. I wouldn't have thrown the flag. The refs did. What are you going to do? I didn't like it. You know, I looked at it and I said, well, that's like, you know, kind of running into each other there. You have to intentionally set a pick out there, you know?
Right. This wasn't a short pass.
I mean, unless,
short, you know.
Jerry, unless David Sills is the Robert Reffitt of wide receivers, I didn't see that act. I don't think he was acting like, oh, let me look back. I'll bump it. You know, I didn't see that. I thought the flag should have been thrown.
Felt the same
you know,
way.
But Sills had some good blocks too. He was blocking a little bit, so he did some good things. But there was so many times. It was Richie James, Sills, and Shep out there. Galladay on the sideline, Tony on the sideline. Slayton, I think, played two snaps or something. Whatever the hell he played.
That's the thing. Like, I didn't even know Slayton was. I knew he was active only because of Twitter, but I didn't see him.
He wasn't out there. You know, there was one time I put on Twitter. I don't think I've seen Galladay yet. And somebody said, Chris. They were like, Chrissy, one snap. I'm like, oh, okay. I missed that one snap, you know? And I was like, Jerry was just, you know, that's the way they went about it. And Saquon could not get going in the first half, did get going in the second half, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about Jones a bit in the first half because it's puzzling, right? Like, the offensive line did not have a good first half. Okay, fine. Yes, it's still a work in progress. It is not settled yet. There's going to be some growing pains, but they are improved from the last few years already. You could see it. But there were plays where Jones has to make them when he's getting time, and he wasn't, seeing guys. And look, you have that bird's eye view where you're like, Bellinger's wide open. Come on, man. You got to see him. And I don't know who else. Maybe there was Tony.
Yeah, there was
another
one.
Play.
There was one that Tony was wide open, bro. Yeah.
And that's the frustrating part with Jones. It's... He looks uncomfortable or something, Chris. I'm not going to use the word scared, but he looks uncomfortable. And he looks like if he's afraid, it's afraid to make a mistake. Like, what are you saying with him? Like in the first half, what were you thinking? Because you know what my text was to you, but I'm not going to talk about it. But.
Yeah. I think the best word to use is, like, just very robotic. He's just afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I just think he's so much on his plate that he's just afraid to let it rip. And he did, you know, look, he throws a nice ball between the hash marks, but he just is not throwing well outside the hash marks. And you saw that before the first half where he was very fortunate, you know, right through that defense. Yeah. I think it was Frankie Louvu's hands, and that could have been an interception.
Who had a great game, by the way.
Yeah, he was Frankie, I don't know why the Jets get rid of him. Anyway, he's like a little maddening too, like at times, but, and then, you know, then he'll throw some great balls, you know, he throws between the hash marks. He throws that one to James, he threw the one to Sills, you know, and then he used his legs very smartly, you know, but it just, you know, just, he just seems like there's so much on his plate and he's just not playing loose, you know?
Right.
And trust me, dude. Dable's pumping into his head. Play loose. Let it rip. Play loose, you know. And, like, there was a few opportunities yesterday. There was guys, again, like, there was one that Kadarius was wide open, dude. Wide open. Kadarius.
Yeah, I remember. They showed it after.
They did, Jerry? They showed it?
Yeah, and he looked back.
For some reason, I don't know what it was, Jerry. For some reason, on that play, I was just focusing on Tony and his route. I don't know what. Jerry, it was just coincidental. I was just focusing on Tony, and, dude, he was wide open. And if he hit him in stride... With Kadarius, he might have been gone a while. Huge play, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't see that. Took the sack, I think, on the play. So it is what it is with Daniel. But no.
It just seems like the, he needs, I don't want to simplify this so much, but look, last week, Dable goes over to him, talks to him about after the Saquon the interception where he's throwing it to Saquon. And then yesterday they go 3-and-out, and then you tweet Dable letting the offense have it. And then he comes back. I mean, is that what it takes every week now? Just Dable talking to them and, you know, and then all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to start throwing it down the field now. And we'll be okay.
I don't know. But, you know, Dable's pointing to a few guys. He wasn't happy with some things over there on that sideline.
Yeah.
No question. Right. Last week, we all know he wasn't happy with Daniel with that interception. If that's what it takes, dude, in the second half, so I guess keep doing it, Brian, you know?
You know what, Brian, great job. Do it 30 minutes earlier, right before you take the field.
Yeah, yeah, but, hey, look, I pray, you know, they tried a little wildcat in the low red.
Yeah.
Kafka, how about the little wrinkle to Gary Brightwell to get a, pick up a big first down?
Love that play.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's just some of what you're seeing with the creativity between Dable and Kafka. And you know what? Yeah. And that last play with Daniel, that was all Kafka. That was Kafka's play. Dable said it. He goes, that was Kafka's play. And Kafka went through. He goes, what do you think about? And Dable's like, yeah, running it. You know, that was all Kafka, you know? And so I think Mike Kafka's doing a pretty good job with what he has, you know, on the offense. I like some of the wrinkles he does. And like that Brightwell play totally fooled Carolina. Totally fooled him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The Wildcat, though it didn't work, but so what? You know, but not everything's going to work, dude.
I was excited just to see it, Chris. Yeah. So.
And for the second week in a row, the tight ends are not featured, not really targeted. But last week it was Myrick coming up with a big one, right? What happens is, Jerry, these linebackers, when these tight ends are not getting targeted and not part of the offense, they start falling asleep out there on these guys.
Yeah.
And then Bellinger slips out in the flat. Nobody even around him.
Yep.
And he goes in, you know, for the touchdown, you know. So it's pretty smart play calling by Kafka. You got to like what he's doing. You got to like what Dable's doing with the talent that they have out there. You know, we all expected Golladay to be more of a factor in this offense. We expected Tony to be more involved. I really expected Tony. Even Slayton, I didn't give up on. And these guys have been like no factors so far, you know.
Yeah,
but Saquon it has been a factor, and he did play well, and he had a big run in that last drive and all that stuff. So,
guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Hang on 1 second.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
And we're back. Tanner Hudson, too, Chris. He had a couple of nice catches yesterday for first downs. Like, I mean, like you said, they're using guys where you didn't really expect them as much, and the guys you did expect, not really factoring in. I mean, we expected Barkley, obviously, but, you know, Golladay, Slayton, these guys are afterthoughts.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing what you just said right there?
It really is. Amazing. And it's obvious they would trade him if they could. They're not going, and they would have cut him already, but it's going to be an actual additional hit. He does not factor into the plans, into the future plans, obviously.
No.
You know, he's almost... it's kind of the Aaron Hicks of the Giants, except we're not playing him early in the season, right? So, whereas Boone took a while to kind of punish Hicks, but
a little concerned about the offensive line yesterday.
Yeah, I was concerned, and look, I don't want to always pick on Jones because it sounds like I am. There were plays for Jones to be made in the first half; he didn't make them. But the offensive line concerned me. But then we looked at that defensive line before the game, right? We talked about it last Friday and thought this is a really good defensive line now. They shouldn't have given up the pressures they did, but look, they're a talented unit, and it didn't stun me that they were having success against us. But
yeah, that was one of the concerns, no question about it. Those front four, and you know, even front six, the way they rotate a little bit, you know,
right?
They could get to the quarterback, you know, and they could do some, and they did. They did. They had like 9 quarterback hits. Daniel was under siege a lot, man. And they had what, 3 sacks, 9 hits, and Daniels escaped some more.
And it seemed like more than 3 sacks, right? Like like you said, he escaped, but I think you put that out a little while ago. It was 3 sacks. It's like, wow, I thought it was more than that, but no.
Yeah, it was 3 sacks, but like you said, it felt like more. A lot of quarterback hits. And Daniel, thank God for his legs, he'd get the hell out of there, you know, on some occasions because you know, they were on the seizure. You know, Evan gave up a sack. Even Andrew Thomas gave up a hit and a few pressures, and Gawinski struggled at times, you know.
Yeah.
In that interior, you know, and Ben Brennison, they liked the way he was playing. they stuck with him more than the kid Ezidio. And Feliciano had one rough series. So look, there was a lot of pressures. You know, you're playing a team now Monday night that could come in and get some more pressures and sacks. They obviously have Micah Parsons, but you looked at them yesterday. They got other guys that could get to the quarterback too. So it's gonna be another. Sure. It's gonna be quite the challenge too. You know, but dude, you give yourself a shot, Jerry, when you get off the damn field on third down, and that's what Wink's defense is doing. They're getting off the field on third down, man. Like that's
unbelievable.
That's something the last few years the Giants couldn't do. They couldn't get off the damn field. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
I'm laughing because I remember my dad would always say, "Hey, I would say it's 3rd and 13." He'd go, "Yeah, just watch now," you know, because this was the money down, and they couldn't get off.
Anyway. Right, right, yeah, no. I mean, you got to get off the field, bro. You know, and they're getting off the field, and they're like 3 of 6 in a red in the first two games. And the defense is playing pretty decent in the red zone, but third down is the key, man. Winky's got them. Look, these guys are flying out there, dude. They're flying. Yeah. You see them flying to the ball. I thought
Dexter Lawrence, man.
Yeah, he's playing well. Look, he's playing well. Leo Williams now goes down. Leo was playing well. Now, I saw Leo in the locker room after the game, dude. And he had a limp, but no brace, no help out of the locker room. He walked off by himself.
Nice.
We'll find out a little bit more coming up soon. The extent is, from what I understand, the Giants don't expect anything serious. I don't know about Monday night, but it looks like it's not long term with Leo. You know this, so when he went down and it wasn't getting up, I was like, "Oh my God, you can't!" You know, you just don't want to lose him, dude. You just don't.
Right, and that's another thing. Martindale went almost half that game without one of his best defensive players as well.
Right, yeah. Look, he's getting contributions from guys like Jahad Ward's and even Nick Williams. You know, and
DJ Davidson,
and then Justin Ellis had to come in. You know, and Zimenez is, you know, he's really giving him some solid play, man. You know, so.
Yeah.
That I loved what they did yesterday. Kalichuk only played like 7-8 snaps. He was out of there. They were doing that big three, you know, that three safety set, and they had McKinney in that like hybrid linebacker role at times, and they also had Julian in that hybrid linebacker role at times. Julian, you know, playing down, and he was talking about it after the game, playing down in that box, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what you're going to get, different game plans every week. Because
not that I didn't believe you about Belton. But I was stunned to see how much he played yesterday, his first game.
So was I, dude. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Look, I knew he was playing. We all knew he was playing. Right. But he was a big part of the defense from the first play.
Yeah. And he looked good.
Yeah, the kid
looked real good.
Yeah, I was. Let me tell you something, man. I'm very happy for him. I was talking to Dane in the runway when he was leaving. I was talking to him about his game a little bit. And great kid, man. I'm so happy for him. And he was, we were prepared. He says, we knew what we had to do out there. He goes, the coaches, have you noticed something too? There's no miscommunication on the back end.
No.
And if you, you know, this time of year, dude, look around the league.
Yeah.
Because.
Look at the Browns game, guys.
Look at the Browns game. Look at the Ravens game.
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, nobody wants to play anybody in preseason, so it takes a few weeks for everybody to get on the same page. There's always miscommunications. There's always this going on with these teams. Well, the Giants so far haven't had any of that, which is impressive.
And I want to add one more thing. They're getting the play in on offense early. I haven't seen, unless I missed one, how many delay of game penalties have they had on offense? If one, maybe?
Yeah, no.
They're getting everything in quickly. I love it.
And you know, he makes it a point of emphasis, Dable. You know, get the play in. They do it during a week.
But there's, like you said, there's no miscommunication. It's just, these guys are
get the play in,
well coached.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yep.
I believe I hear my home generator, but the power did not go out. I don't know what's going on here, but anyway.
That's
I don't know what's going on, but we'll go here.
Nice.
But my home generator, I believe, is running.
But but you're still on.
But I'm still on. I didn't lose connection, and I can't see my clock. Anyway, so back to football. So Dane Belton, impressive first start. Fumble recovery.
By the way, wait, real quick. That's preparation. If the power went out and you're still live on the podcast. I mean, you're talking about, we were just talking about preparation. I mean,
that's what it's all about.
You can't be any more prepared than that.
That's what it's all about. You got to be prepared.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Anyway, so Dane Belton was talking about that. Yeah, they're just so prepared. You know, they knew, everybody knew their assignments. Everybody knew what they had to do. And they did it. for the most part. They, you know, Baker Mayfield, they got some pressures on him. I don't know. Baker Mayfield looked to me like he was dancing half the time in that pocket. Couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
Happy feet. Happy feet,
bro.
Game.
I mean, he couldn't wait.
And when Moreau got caught looking back, I mean, he had, I forget, it was maybe Anderson, wide open, and he missed him.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield stinks, guys. He absolutely stinks now.
I mean, dude, I was looking at that game yesterday. He missed like that play you're talking about. I think he missed DJ Moore one other time. He was behind. He had separation.
Maybe it was Moore.
He had separation. He was open. Yeah. And he missed them totally. I see him dancing in that pocket. It looks like he's got one read. He's looking to dance and get the hell out of it. I'm saying to myself, there's no way Carolina thinks this guy's going to be their quarterback in the future. No way. I know there's reports out there saying, oh, everyone, I'm back. But, dude, I can't see it. I think Rule are going to be long gone after this season.
Later. Got to be honest with you. It's pretty happy they beat Matt Rule, man. That is one guy. I don't know if it's his face or the fact that he kind of left the Giants in a weird position a few years ago, but yeah, goodbye. Good luck, Matt. But Baker Mayfield, Chris, he is, and look, I loved him coming out of college. I admit it. I absolutely loved him, but he's not a good quarterback. And I don't know what the answer is in Carolina. The answer is going to be quarterback probably coming out of college because Sam Darnold's not it either. So, but I thought, look, Gano, obviously maybe team MVP. But special teams were tighter yesterday than they've been.
Yeah.
I don't like this, be honest with you. It worked on the first kickoff, but I don't like the short kickoff. Just blast it through the end zone and let them start at the 25. Mm. I know that that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but I did think the special teams played better yesterday. I don't know what you thought.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, no problems with the snaps. No big returns. And they got a turnover. You know? And they got a turnover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this... The Scottish Hammer, Gillen, one time, boomed. Well, that was like a Ray Guy type punt.
Yes, 67 yards. It went.
Yeah, the end zone. Yeah. I mean, he averaged 50 a punt yesterday. Obviously, that helped, but he's doing a great job so far. You know, and I like the lefty foot too, Jerry. You know, it's a different spin. It's a different spin to these punt returns. You know, like every time he put one, I think he puts it like a little bit like end over end. He does it on purpose. I see him doing it in practice. And every time he punts, I say to myself, well, good luck with that, trying to catch that, because that's a different spin, man, with those lefty left foot punters, you know? It really is.
Yeah.
So, listen, McCaffrey, I know he had 100 yards, but for the most part, really didn't hurt him, you know?
Yep.
I was really worried about DJ Moore and Anderson. Shots down the field, didn't hurt him. Mm-hmm. So, Baker, that one drive, they got a touchdown. McCaffrey had the run. Baker had a nice run. He got out of there. And they wound up getting the one play to DJ Moore. Other than that, you know, it was a quiet day, man, for their offense and a good day for the Giants' defense.
Yeah, like you said, McKinney coming down into the box and kind of spying McCaffrey and staying with him, like that was the key to shutting him down. And like you said, they didn't trust Tay Crowder or any other linebackers out there. But I thought the game plan was phenomenal. Jones in the second half, like you said, made plays rather than, you know, the totally different quarterback than the first half. It's going to catch up to when they play a better team. You can't start off like that every week, and it's been only 2 weeks so far, but both games they've started off very sluggish on offense. Against the better teams, that will be an issue. But look, man, I don't want to get into this too soon, but I'll bring it up. How was the atmosphere there yesterday? Like,
electric.
Like, other than being loud, right? Yeah. Like, it just seemed like Giant fans kind of can sense that this is starting to turn around, right? And 2-0 or 0-2, they're prepared. They're in games. They're not doing stupid things during the game. Like, right? Like, how does it feel?
No stupid challenges, no stupid timeouts.
Right. Nothing dumb. Like, it just feels like, wow, we're professional again. But the atmosphere yesterday had to be insane, no?
Yeah, it was, man. For the moment I left my my truck when I parked, and it was. It was a electric atmosphere, dude. And it was really loud in there. I could hear it through the press box. It was really loud, man. And look, they were loud on third downs, you know, and the place was jammed, and you know, people the tailgating, and I think people are liking what they're seeing. You know, they're liking what they're seeing. You know, I don't think there's no Giant fans on the some some kind of false impression. Oh, we could go to the playoffs. I don't see Giant fans talking like that on Twitter.
No.
I don't see Giant. No. I don't even see Giant fans going, yeah, but we should be 4-0. We'll see Green Bay and London. You know, I know a few have been out there, but what I'm saying is that I think the process, what's going on here, Jerry, is that the fan base is in love with the process. And during this process, they're winning a few games, which is like an added bonus. I feel like...
Totally.
That's what I feel like. The fans are like, they love the process the way it's going with Dable, Joe Shane, you know, and all that. And then at the same time, during this process, they're winning close games.
Yeah.
But I don't see Giant fans, like, I look at Twitter, I'm looking at some of I don't see Giant fans saying, hey, we could be a wild card, this division's up for grabs. None of that stuff, you know? I think it's just people are just in love with the process. And obviously, Jerry, when you win some games, you know, during that process, it's like an added bonus. And people are excited, and they should be, you know? Hey, look.
I think if the Giants were 4-0, they wouldn't be saying that. I think they'd still be like, let's slow down, everybody.
Yeah, right. We got Green Bay, Baltimore, everybody. So, right. Yeah, I don't sense that, right? I don't sense that, you know, let's talk playoffs, let's talk wild card. I just, we really like what's happening here, the way this is developing, and we really like the future. Hey, and by the way, we just beat Carolina, we beat Tennessee, and now we're playing Cooper Rush and Dow. You know, like that's a feeling I'm getting. You know,
and for those of you worried that they're winning and they're screwing up their draft status to replace Daniel Jones, remember the Chase Young Bowl? Well, that pick was Andrew Thomas. And I'm going to ask you, Chris, are you disappointed that we have Andrew Thomas now instead of Chase Young?
No.
I mean, sometimes it just works out that way. You can't play that
right.
I am fascinated, though, to see how this goes forward with Jones the rest of the year and to see if he really can become the guy, because he's answered the call 2 weeks in a row. It wasn't pretty, and I texted my frustration to friends and colleagues alike. But look, end of the day, he made the play to win the game. Did it last week, did it this week. I'm fascinated to see how he responds to Dable and if Dable can push the right buttons in this kid. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, that's all going to be part of the process. So it's 15 more games, and like Daniel's done some good things, he's done some not so good things, you know. But he is 2-0. He has made some big plays in the second half of games. He has used his legs. You remember? Don't forget the fourth down scramble last week against Tennessee,
right?
And then he comes up to scramble this week, you know. So we'll see as the process moves along, you know, how it works out for Daniel.
And maybe I'm wrong, but he looked faster this week to me. He looked like he looked quicker on the field. I don't know if that was just something I saw. He looked a little more sluggish last week. This week, he looked like when he was running, he was absolutely flying.
Right.
He still needs to learn how to slide better. He still has got that's. Chris, I don't know if you want to teach him. You play baseball. You know, you're a baseball guy.
I don't know.
Offer it in the locker room or something.
I don't know. He's just so awkward when he slides. It's unbelievable. So
just, yeah.
It's awkward.
It looks like he's going to break his legs.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, like we said, dude, we'll see what happens. A nice win against a team that we thought it was going to be a close game, and we both had them losing a close game. They wound up winning a close game, which is good. So Dallas next week and all that. We'll get into that later on in the week.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of some other things. I think we basically covered everything, special teams, everything.
Yeah.
So,
And how much more fun is our winning podcasts, by the way? Right?
Yeah.
You know, before we start recording, you know, we make a few – if when they lose, it's you shake your head, you make a few comments like, I can't believe this. This is unreal. Now it's like, hey, you ready? All
right,
let's do this.
Right.
It's a lot more fun.
You can't
imagine what it's like being in the locker room with those wins, too.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
Oh, yeah. It's a way better atmosphere. No question. Believe me, it's a way better atmosphere. So
interesting to see how they go forward. But
yep.
All right, dude. Anything else?
No, that's it. We'll jump on with Dable, see what he has to say now.
Oh, cool.
Enjoy the win, and we'll talk at the end of the week.
Excellent. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's MAGZTER. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.